This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The stereotypical story goes like this, right? A person grows up out in the boonies someplace, leaves after high school or maybe college, moves to the big city, and lives happily ever after. But you know what? Rural America is sick and tired of it and not going to take it anymore. Those states have a whole lot of jobs, often without the skilled workers needed to fill them. So places like Wyoming and South Dakota and Idaho have started their own matchmaking programs to convince their expats to come back home. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan has the story.
Meet Max Salzberg.
How's it going? I'm Max.
Max is 37, married, and works in marketing. He and his wife, Sonia, live in Fort Collins, Colorado, a bustling small city filled with breweries and bike aficionados. But Max grew up about an hour away from here, in the much smaller town of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
I thought it was small and lame and boring.
As soon as he finished school, Max left for city life in Colorado, and he's been here ever since. That's pretty common. Young people who grew up in rural areas move away from home at a rate 3.5 times higher than their city counterparts.
I wanted to be able to go to shows. I wanted to be able to go to art museums and all of that.
But now Max and his wife are thinking about a baby soon, and maybe a move. So how do you convince young people like Max to give up this? For this. Well, by getting a little assertive.
Are you looking for a better way of life? One where the skies are blue, the air is fresh, and the opportunities are limitless?
Yeah, that's a robocall. Not usually very persuasive, but this one brings out the big guns.
I'm South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard, and I invite you to follow your roots back home.
The employment matchmaking program South Dakota Roots lets moms or high school buddies sign up their lost loved ones to be contacted by a job recruiter who tries to place them back in the Mount Rushmore state.
We have thousands of immediate job openings from our state's top employers.
South Dakota Roots has had some limited success. About 15% of those who get signed up end up back home. Now, a couple of other states are following its lead. Wyoming's program doesn't have a robocall, but you do get a letter from the governor.
So here's the text of it.
Haley McKee works for the state and helped set up Wyoming's program.
Thank you for visiting the Wyoming Grown website and for expressing interest in relocating to Wyoming. More?
McKee says Wyoming Grown got started after the state ran the numbers and realized 60% of young people left Wyoming within 10 years of finishing high school. She says, sure, a lot of those young people are not going to give up city life for the open prairie.
But for those people who want to come back, who are familiar with Wyoming, I feel pretty confident that we're making some strides here.
So how do you zero in on who actually wants to come back? Here's a hint.
A strategy of trying to attract back people who are in their 30s and had children probably has the best possible chance of success.
Ken Johnson studies rural population change at the University of New Hampshire. He says there is a minor trend, emphasis on the minor, of 30-somethings going back to their rural homes. The ones who do are usually at the point in their lives when they care less about good bars and more about good schools.
Maybe it's not the best job in the world, but maybe it's a good job. And, you know, maybe that's enough to push somebody who is kind of sitting on the fence to think about coming back.
Max Salzberg's parents are hoping Max will jump off that fence. They encouraged him to sign up for Wyoming Grown, but Max insists they are leaving it up to him.
If they hear that I was like, yeah, they're totally pressuring me, my mom would be really mad about that. She'd be like, we are not pressuring you.
Max says he's still undecided about moving, but
if we had kids and there was a good job and we could move to somewhere in Wyoming where they have decent schools mostly, and I mean, yeah, my childhood was boring. I want that for my child.
Whether his kid will stick around is another question. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.